because that I understand that in the long ago, before cars or transportation, when we just had country roads and everything was, travel was done by horseback or with horses and mules and buggies and wagons, that they had a grist mill within a 10-mile radius. Mm-hmm. See, where nobody had to ride over or drive over 10 miles to get their meal round, because it was certainly a staple.
Right.
That's right. And if they didn't pay the miller, then he took so much of the meal that he ground as toll. And mills were very important places. They were, a man would go there, you know, and all his friends would come around, and the wives had sent them to get them some meal. And they had to have it, and they were gathering places, you know, they'd talk about the latest political things and what was in the newspapers. And they had a real good time. It was a community gathering place.
I guess so. Were they located as close to the communities as they could get them? I mean, you know, as possible?
Well, I think every large plantation had a grist mill. Uh-huh. Now, we haven't been able to locate it on the Francis plantation. Mm-hmm. As much research as has been done on that layout up there, that the, where a grist mill was, but there is a small stream back there on an old plat that we found called Mill Creek. Now, of course, Williamson Swamp Creek runs through that plantation, but it was too large a stream to be dammed.
Yeah. It's interesting now.
Just for
just
a grist
mill.
Just
not knowing any more I do about anything like that, I would assume the bigger the stream, the better or something. I hadn't thought about that.
Now, I guess one of the biggest mill ponds in this area is the one old young man known as Kelly's Mill.
Yes.
Quite a large, as we would say, head of water. And what creek's that? It's on Lambert's Big Creek. It's on Big Creek. And now the another mill that was had a large mill pond and a big store of water was just outside of Lewisville, Clark's Mill.
Yeah,
that's still
there.
Now, it's been famous, it and Kelly's Mill, picnic grounds, you know. People would go and some of the men were fishing, or maybe the ladies in the pond, and they would picnic there all day. And a lot of men went and camped overnight on the grounds around the mill and fished for catfish, such.
So I guess I never thought about it being a real place where they would have social affairs, or, you know, at least a social
gathering place. Yes.
Is there a mill in existence now in the county that still works?
Only one. They're still grinding mill.
Where is that?
That's Stapleton's. Stapleton's Mill. You see, these mills are not known by the old names. Mm-hmm. The man will buy a mill property, a mill site, and he'd change the name and give it his name.
Well,
see, like Hartley's out here, that's been there all my life. In my childhood, it was Bostick's Mill.
Was the mill's pretty much named for the property, like on the plantation owner?
Yes,
mill,
yes.
Did other people go to that, say, a big plantation that would have had a mill? Could someone else go to their mill?
Oh, yes. They brought that corn to be ground.
Yeah, and just pay.
That's right. And then this mill is in Washington County, Tall's Mill. But it isn't grinding corn now. The dam's still there, the mill pond, but it's only one in Jefferson County that's grinding corn now. Mm-hmm. And there were about five when I first started researching them.
Still in operation?
They were still grinding corn.